Our Heavenly Father, this message is from you. Therefore, please help me to speak your words from your heart to your children, to your people. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 22, verse 41 to 46, NLT. Then, surrounded by the Pharisees, Jesus asked them a question. What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? They replied, He is the son of David. Jesus responded, Then why does David, speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, call him Lord? For David said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit in honor at my right hand, until I humble your enemies beneath your feet. Since David called him Lord, how can he be his son at the same time? No one could answer him, and after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Earlier in the chapter, in verses 15 to 18, there is another question. Then the Pharisees met together to think of a way to trap Jesus into saying something for which they could accuse him. They decided to send some of their disciples, along with the supporters of Herod, to ask him this question. Teacher, we know how honest you are. You teach about the way of God regardless of the consequences. You are impartial and don't play favorites. Now tell us what you think about this. Is it right to pay taxes to the Roman government or not? But Jesus knew their evil motives. You hypocrites, he said. Whom are you trying to fool with your trick questions? Again in verses 23 to 24, that same day the Sadducees stepped forward, a group of Jews who say there is no resurrection after death. They posed this question. Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies without children, his brother should marry the widow and have a child who will be the brother's heir. Again in verses 34 to 36, But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they thought up a fresh question of their own to ask him. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Then we get to today's reading, verses 41 to 42. Then, surrounded by the Pharisees, Jesus asked them a question. What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? They replied, He is the son of David. And so we get the religious leaders, who were more like politicians in those days, trying to cause embarrassment to what they considered the opposition party, being Jesus. Jesus was not into politics, but the religious leaders saw him as a threat to their position with the Roman government. They were in leadership positions with the Roman government because of their position in the Israeli community. There were two other times just in the book of Matthew recorded where political questions were asked. Matthew 16:1. One day the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus' claims by asking him to show them a miraculous sign from heaven. And also in Matthew 12, verse 9 to 10, Then he went over to the synagogue, where he noticed a man with a deformed hand. The Pharisees asked Jesus, Is it legal to work by healing on the Sabbath day? They were, of course, hoping he would say yes, so they could bring charges against him. Now, questions are not bad in and of themselves. There are questions from the disciples in Matthew 17, verse 10. His disciples asked, Why do the teachers of religious law insist that Elijah must return before the Messiah comes? There the disciples were wanting to know and understand. They were not trying to embarrass or trick Jesus. They were just wanting to get some answers so they could figure it out. And here that's when Jesus told them that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, and so therefore that part has been fulfilled. And then Jesus himself asked a question to activate revelation in Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they gave various answers, but the right answer was given by Peter, You are the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah. And he said, You are blessed because this revelation came from our Heavenly Father. I too have questions, like I'd love to ask that donkey owner the history behind the colt that Jesus rode on when he rode his triumphal procession into Jerusalem with the people shouting Hosanna with the palm branches and throwing their clothes on the ground. Riding on a donkey is the king's public announcement that the victory has already been won. When he's riding on a horse, a war horse, then he is ready to fight. When he is riding on a donkey, the fighting is finished, the victory has been won, he's coming in peace. And so that is a great comfort to us. We know that he is the victor. In fact, Jesus himself said in John 16:33, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. We are further encouraged in Hebrews 13, verse 5 to 6. Stay away from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. That is why we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? So I encourage you to reach out to the lost and hurting around you and shine your light.